There's a quote that says, life passes by people when they are making grand plans. And I really like that quote. You know, I use a similar statement that asks the question, are you planning or are you procrastinating? And it kind of gets to the same point. I look at planning as more of an action than some people do. Procrastinating is not an action. It's the inactivity that kills you. But at the same time, if you spend all your time planning, you're still not going to get anything accomplished. So the way I like to look at it is plan, prepare, execute. Meaning, if I have a vision for where I want to go, something that I want to do, I need to put a plan in place. Otherwise, I could be working hard, but I could be working hard at the wrong things. I could be spending a lot of time on things that don't apply to the direction that I actually go. And it's kind of like you're paddling in a lot of different directions, going nowhere. So if I put a plan in place, that helps guide me in the direction that I want to go. And then the preparation is the work, the unseen hours, so to speak. You're putting in the work. People don't know how much work you're putting in. They don't know what time you're putting the work in. It's you. It's you against you, putting in unseen hours, the preparation that it takes. Because another one of my favorite statements is, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready, right? And that's the preparation piece of always having something in your mind, a vision for yourself, getting a solid plan in place, and then you put in the work, which is preparing. And then that opportunity comes. It's time to make it happen, and that's the execution phase, right? And so to put it simply, we have a basketball clinic this weekend. So there's a lot of planning that needs to take place, right? Gym rental, topic that we're going to cover, what age groups, time frame, marketing, email lists, social media. There's all this planning that needs to take place in order to make this happen. Then there's the preparation. What does the preparation for me look like? It looks like two different things. The preparation is in my lesson plan. Okay, I'm putting in the work, creating the outline and the lesson plan, the drills we're going to do, how long we're going to do it. What are some of my extras? Like, I like to have a lesson plan, and then at the end, I put extras in case something doesn't go well or we have extra time. For some reason, we're ahead of schedule. If there's something I planned on doing, but then I get to the group and I'm saying, man, they're not as advanced as I thought. I have like some backup drills at the bottom of my list that we'll be able to put in. So that's the prep. And then the other part of prep for me is my body. You know, I want to be a practitioner. I want to be someone that people can look up to and say, this guy doesn't just know the game. He practices what he preaches. He's working out all the time. He's staying in great shape. He's working on his game, working on his ball handling, right? He doesn't just tell you how to shoot. He shows you how to shoot, right? Being able to put in the work physically is part of my preparation. I get up most Monday through Fridays. I get up between 5 and 5:30 and I start lifting weights in my garage, right? Preparation. It's preparation, preparation, so that when I'm out in front, when I'm on stage, so to speak, coaching and working with these other players, I physically have the strength, the stamina, and working on my game, the skills to be able to execute everything that's in my mind, which is that other piece of the plan, right? And then it's game time. That opportunity comes. How do you execute it? You know, it's much more than just showing up and coaching, right? It's getting there an hour early and setting up the gym, setting up the registration table, making sure you got the rosters printed out. Are there handouts that you're giving the kids, right? What type of swag are they getting? Are they getting wristbands or water bottles or t-shirts? You try to hook people up with some swag so they can rep Kramer basketball and feel good about it, right? Getting all those things ready. You know, part of that planning is, do we have your coaches in place so that when the coaches come in, we can break down, hey, here's what we have to do today. Here's how things are going to go. Here's the progressions. Here's the age groups. Walking them through. And then it's showtime. Kids are checked in. Everybody has their basketballs. And we're running through 2-3 hours, whatever it might be. Might have a break. Might run another 2-3 hour session. Who knows what that day of events might look like. But it's being able to execute at a high level. The execution only happens at a high level if you've put in great planning and great prep. High level execution doesn't happen by accident in anything that you do. The amount of time that you spend planning and preparing way outweighs the amount of time that you spend in the execution phase. The execution phase is what people see. They see the presentation. They see the sign, they see the billboard, they see the event itself. They see you coaching and demonstrating how the kids are able to learn and grow. And are they having fun? Are they sweating? Are they working hard? Are they learning the game? That's a small amount of what actually goes into the big picture. The big picture of being able to make something at a high level happen, doing it at a level that other people want to come to you again and again and again. It's in how you make them feel. It's obviously in their ability to learn and grow as basketball players and as athletes, and to be able to continually learn and grow yourself. So that as these players continue to come back, you're not just spitting out the exact same thing, right? There's tweaks, there's adjustments, there's improvements that you're making. Still being able to stick to the things that you know work while still striving to make them better. That's the planning and prep phase. Most of your time, if you really want to be successful, is planning and preparation that no one else is going to see. No one else is going to push you to do it. You got to wake up every day and say, whether I feel like it or not, I'm going to plan. I'm going to prepare, because there's a certain amount of time that I get to do what I absolutely love to do, and I want to make the very best of it. Then hopefully you can get to the point where here and there you learn to love that grind as well. You learn to love some of that preparation, putting in the work and the planning. And that's where things get really special, because some days you're like, man, that was awesome. I just planned a 3-hour clinic and it was just like went by so fast. Sometimes I look at my work and be like, I can't wait to run this camp. And then there's sometimes where I'm writing out a lesson plan and I'm stuck. And I might write an hour lesson plan. It takes me more than an hour to write that lesson plan, because I'm just like, man, what's best going to fit these kids that I'm working with based on, you know, where they're at. And it certainly gets faster the more I do this, because I have just more knowledge and drills and idea of what they need. So I'm getting better at that. But there's still times where I'm like, what can I give these kids that will be the absolute best, you know, instruction and teaching points and drills for them? And man, sometimes that's a grind when it's just not coming to you. And you're looking at this library of resources that you have and you want to be perfect, right? And you know, you're never going to be. You can't let that stop you from continuing to do the best that you can. But there's those times where you love the planning and you love the preparation. Things fall into place. And then you have the execution phase where you're running a camp, you're running a clinic, you're working out with a player, and you just see the light bulb flip on. And you see them being like, oh, okay. And you see them start to build from one workout to the next. You see the skill start to improve. And you're like, man, this is amazing. This is what it's all about. It's just a great, great feeling. So I hope that this is an encouragement, if anything, that anyone that is good at anything, successful at anything, They put in a lot of planning and a lot of preparation on their own. It's the price of admission, right? There's times where it's going to feel like work, and there's times where it's going to feel like play. But if you only do it when it feels like play, you're not going to be any good, because everybody does it when it feels like play. Will you be consistent enough that regardless of if it's feeling like play or work, you crave the result, the performance, the enjoyment of teaching and sharing and continuing to learn and providing a service for somebody? You love that so much that regardless of if you feel like getting up early to work out, regardless of if you feel like just staring at that blank screen on your computer, trying to put the perfect lesson plan together, and you do it anyway, that's the separator for a lot of us. And you guys can obviously apply, you know, what I'm sharing as a basketball trainer, skill coach, to your game as a basketball player, anything else that you guys do. Hope that's a service to you. All right. Thank you for listening to Motivation and Mindset Podcast. Get after it today.